All right, I was just listening to an episode of The High Wire, or an extract from The High Wire, actually, about Ron DeSantis and what he's doing in Florida. And it's an example, really, of what can be done if people put their mind to it, if the people in charge put their mind to it, because he's resisted the lockdown all the way through. And now he's signed an executive order to rescind any and all restrictions on personal liberty, which is pretty good going. So he's obviously very much a libertarian. I don't know very much about Ron DeSantis, but I like him because he's prepared to stand up, prepared to speak his mind. And that's what we need at the moment, is people who are prepared to stand up. I do my share, I do my little bit, but only I pick my battles usually, and I'm mostly conflict averse. I don't go into conflict wanting a conflict, but occasionally I might do something that creates a conflict, but only if it's absolutely necessary. But just speaking your mind, say what you think, is a key thing. In a world where you're not allowed to say what you actually think, it seems a bit ridiculous to me. But that's the world we're living in. And my views aren't particularly controversial. They're just different views to the mainstream. So I'm as entitled to have those views as anybody in the mainstream is entitled to have their views. I'm a big believer in freedom of speech. Big believer in freedom of speech. That's a key thing. Absolutely key. Personal liberty in general as well, I'm a big fan of. Let people do what they like. If they want to damage themselves, let them do it. It's their body. Let them do what they want. Obviously, there are social pressures and such things that have to be taken into account. But in general, when it's a free choice, let people do what they want to do. It's all about the liberty, really. It's all about the freedom. Freedom of expression. If your consciousness tells you that the only way you can survive is to inject heroin into your arm, then that's what you have to do, ultimately. It's not a matter of being told what to do by the state. People always will do what's in their perceived as being in their best interest. It may not be in their best interest, but it's their perception that's dictating their behavior. So if you want to change somebody's behavior, change their perception of who they are, change their definition of who they are. But until you're going to do that, let them have the choice. That's pretty much it. I just wanted to have a little bit of a rant, really.